Perfect segue to the 5 o'clock hour. It has been a celebration of college football today. Oh, but what about the Lions backup kicker, DGAF? We've taken a day for our mental health, and we are talking about college football, and in a different way. It is about, it's clear college football will not stay this way for much longer. It can't. Stanford and the ACC, not sustainable. Florida State suing its own conference, not sustainable. It just is at an inflection point, and I do think the networks are going to take this over. They're going to redraw the state lines, and we're going to have NFL football on Saturday. So, in honor of Rico Beard, our TV expert, Kenny Cott, who celebrates the Stonewall Jackson line, and David, we have just said, okay, what is college football going to look like in the next 3 to 5 years? And what we've come up with is the following. And I need to know, as you're driving home from work right now, you've missed us doing all the work. That's okay. Would you be accepting of this? Is this something you'd be interested in? College football, as you know it, would go from 130 teams to 48. College football, as you know it, would go to 4 divisions or conferences, whatever you want to call it. The reality is it will probably be like the NFL, where each conference would have a couple divisions. Here are the divisions. We have drawn the lines. We have bickered. We've battled. We've laughed. We've cried. We've even drawn lines on state affiliation based on whether you have a Publix or not. Here we go. The East is Penn State, Florida State, North Carolina, Miami, Clemson, NC State, Rutgers, South Carolina, VTech, West Virginia, Maryland, and UCF. The West, USC, UCLA, Oregon, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, UW, Zona, ASU, Utah, SMU, TCU. Remember, you're factoring in TV markets and that oil money. The South, where it just means more. Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, Bama, Auburn, A&M, Mississippi, Mississippi State, LSU, Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisville, and the North. Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State, MSU, Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, Kansas and Kansas State, ISU, and Minnesota. If we've left a team off and you think it's egregious, let's talk about it. But I want to know the overriding. Would you accept this? That college football would be 48 teams, that you would play everyone in your conference, and you'd have a couple of crossover games with an outside divisional opponent. Rico has the network ready to bid.
And just Nebraska, we're
North.
North, okay.
We're stuck with them now.
Okay. We're stuck with Nebraska.
You're stuck together. You had a kid together. Stay together for the kids.
Probably happened in 1997.
Yeah. I want to know from you, the audience, right now, driving home on this beautiful afternoon, if that is new college football, if these are the new conferences, are you more interested, less interested, or nothing changes? 248-539-9797. I will tell you, if they did this where geography mattered, I would be more interested. This would help me re-engage with college football.
Geography means that much to you.
Yes, Rico, it does.
No, Mike, it's just if it's a good game, it's a good game. I really don't care where you came from. I don't care how much you had to travel to get there.
These are my feelings. They are my own.
Okay.
248-539-9797. David, the work we've put in over the last couple hours, all the slander, the blood, sweat, and tears. David, are you accepting of this new world of college football we've created?
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's how I feel with some of this.
What's your problem?
My problem is Syracuse in at all?
No, they're not in.
Oh, they're not.
I took them out. Listening. Reading is fundamental.
Well, I can't read your paper.
It's on the show sheet, smartass. It's a living document.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Oh!
I've been writing my own stuff down.
This is like when Zoolander tried to pull his underpants off. Oh, I am going to hit both of you.
You know what, Kenny? Maybe we should get one of those prosciutto sandwiches.
David, just talk.
Okay, well, now that Syracuse is gone, then yeah, I'm happy with everything.
Oh, that was what helped.
It was, because they're not relevant in anything. So everything else is good.
Kenny, you had the most to lose. You love the SEC. Look at your new conference. Are you accepting of this?
I am, because largely, with a few exceptions, it's pretty much the same.
The only thing you lose is what you never had, Texas and Oklahoma. You don't deserve them. They don't belong there.
And the rest, I think I'm pretty confident in how my conference stacks up against the other three. I'm really happy with the way that's turned out.
I think what we've achieved here, we have more balance than people realize. If I take the top four teams from each conference, think about this. If you go to the East and your top four is Penn State, Florida State, Miami, and Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Yep.
Right.
If I take the top four from the West, Oregon, Oklahoma, Texas.
USC.
And USC.
Or Utah, even. I know people don't like to talk about Utah in those terms. Okay. I take my top four from the South. Who cares? You know the names. Top four from the North. Well, three of them right off the rip are going to be Notre Dame, U of M, and OSU.
Yeah.
Who's the fourth that could rotate year in, year out?
Wow, the North actually would become the weaker division, if you think about it.
Because
you don't have that solid fourth team.
No. So in that sense, now look, Missouri's on the upswing as a program, huge NIL. Kansas State has been good for a long time. There's depth in here. There's balance. There's games that make sense. There's a little sex appeal. We got the TV markets covered. It makes too much sense. Therefore, it will never happen.
Now, TV market, they would also be upset because it would be, well, where's Deion in Colorado? I know it's short-term thinking, but what would Gus and Joel do on Saturday?
So now
Well, they wouldn't be a part of the coverage.
Oh.
That's another one of my rules.
Okay.
You know what I would do? The NCAA's not involved. They're not involved.
And you know what I would do day one? I'd fire both of their sorry asses.
I can live with that.
Ha ha! Go away.
Well, then my question is, just like the Ticker Tech said, are we doing 11 conference games, or how are we doing?
Go ahead, Rico. How many games are we playing in the new world of college football? My vote would be 14. You'd play everyone in your conference once. You'd play everyone from each other conference one time as well. Or you play 11 games and expand the playoff to 16. Bang. Done.
Wait. Oh, okay. I'll get what you're saying. Okay, you play a team.
Right. You play 11 plus an expanded playoff.
Plus three from each conference.
And bowl games are dead. They don't exist. You don't make the playoff, you're out. The players can't opt out. Why? They're under contract. That's another part of this thing getting homogenized.
See, that's not going to happen.
It's happening.
And we're not tying.
No. See, here's the problem.
They aren't colleges anymore.
Yeah. But that means I'm not going to make any money at the TV networks, because I make money off the bowl games, because you know what? Dukes pays top dollar for the Mayo Bowl.
We can do that with the playoff that's expanded.
Okay.
We're going to have revenue sharing.
Okay.
Collectively bargained agreement. No more opt-outs.
Okay.
248-539-9797. David, 48 teams. Would you accept this? I would.
I would. Yes. I would.
I would.
For 48 teams, yes.
And he accuses me of being a hardliner. I would accept this. This makes sense to me. I could get used to this. And I could sacrifice. No, I could sacrifice the things that I find important, because I get enough of what I want out of this. And I think there's a lot of people driving home right now. They go, you know what? It's different. But I can make sense.
If you're going to eliminate the bowl games, you're going to have an expanded playoff.
So, 16.
Yeah. This is because you got to make that money up somewhere, because you get a lot of money from bowl games.
Do you know what this league, what this television package would cost? Do you understand?
I understand, Mike.
The money's made.
It's made, but you know what's better than making $1 million? Making $2 million.
Rico. They would make so much more money with this than the piecemeal. You have the ACC on the WB.
Correct. But what I'm saying is, between the conference money, the bowl money is different than the conference money. That's what I'm saying. But I'm trying to get it all.
What bowl money? Like, what money does the Pop-Tart Bowl make?
Makes a lot of money.
How much? From schools lose money playing
it. From Kellogg buying the name Pop-Tart.
So why can't they buy the name of the playoff games?
And that's what I said. If you're going to expand it,
yes.
I'm on the same team.
You know
you're
going
to 16.
You're
just like, you know why? Because are being a handful today.
That is just not true. I am efforting peace. I am trying to broker a new world of college football that you and I both
You just love. Automatically assume everything I'm going to say is going to be anti-college football. I'm agreeing with you. You have to expand this because that money is there.
What do the ticket texters have to say? What are the early returns on what we've created?
Someone's asking why Michigan State is in the equation. Another person says...
I got to tell you, I honestly, there are days I wish I didn't live here. I hate some of you. There are days where I feel like if I lived anywhere else, I would just be even happier because I would never have to run into people who, A, never set foot on the campus of the school they worship, and B, I wouldn't have to tolerate these pithy little remarks. MSU's top 20 in attendance and revenue. That's why they're in. Okay? They made the playoff in the modern era. They've won the conference multiply. Just do me a favor.
Their little brother, man.
Just, please. I mean, it's exhausting. It's totally exhausting.
They don't belong. Their little brother.
Okay.
Your coach, you know.
Go find a bar of soap, scumbag. Next.
What does the new playoff scenario look like? Are we doing 12?
16. We don't stop at stupid numbers. 16.
So top four from each division?
That a baby. Let's go.
What about the Boston market and the military schools?
F them both.
Wow.
Geography makes college football what it is. Yes, accept this every time. So much better than the current status of things.
We should get this on the ballot for the election this fall. Everyone would agree to this. Vote Prop 7 or whatever.
People can't agree on puppies. No.
Very true. Rico wins. 248-539-9797.
What about the Costa party and kittens?
We will. I hate cats. We will get to your calls.
You'll be going up against Jimmy.
Just will you please read something? 97.1. All right. Look, I didn't know how I was going to feel about this project, but at the conclusion of our work today, as you drive home hopefully from your work day, what we have created as a radio show today is a product I stand behind. Blue Magic. It's a brand name. I would re-engage with college football if it was these divisions, if there were contracts, if it basically turned into the NFL. Because this makes sense to me at a cellular level. Notre Dame and Michigan State and Ohio State, even Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. SEC honks are going to love it because it makes sense. Look at the East. The Eastern Seaboard's been a disaster in the new era of college football. Now, I get the best of both worlds. The Big East and the ACC united in a good way. Not the ACC taking garbage and then West Virginia ending up in the Oregon Trail wagon wheel. You get Penn State, FSU, Miami, Clemson, NC State, VTech, it makes sense. I'd be more interested. I want to know what people have to say.
This would be interesting. This would, you're putting the best of the best. What you just did, what we did, we trimmed the fat is what happened. We got rid of the teams that shouldn't be there.
I love that we got rid of Northwestern. I'm so proud of us. I hate Northwestern.
I don't know if I'm happy. The joy you took in getting rid of every school that was smart, though.
They don't have a seat at this table because it's a complete con at this point. Look at what some of these schools do. I mean, you need a 2.0 to stay eligible, and even then schools are filtering players into no-show majors. It's a joke.
So they want to know, why'd you leave Michigan in?
But in all seriousness, that's why I liked the 48 system, is because if we would have gone to 64, we do have fat at the bottoms of these conferences.
Right. The whole point is these are the haves. These are schools that are all relevant on one level or another, and some of them are relevant on all levels.
So are you thinking 14 games plus the 16 playoffs, or just you play everybody every year?
I'd love to play everyone every year. It fosters rivalries, hatred, resentment, and slander. All the things that are good about college football. And then the expanded playoff, let's go.
So the only time you'll play any team outside of your division is in the playoffs.
I would like to see that, but I'm amenable to doing a scheduling show. I think we treat it like the Price is Right. We get teams, we have athletic directors get up there and spin the big Price is Right wheel. Whatever logo shows up, that's who you're playing in a month. I'm in.
Now, that's how it should be done, meaning a month before. Because we saw what happened in COVID, where they can change things like
BYU
that.
BYU and Coastal Carolina scheduled a game 24 hours yes. out.
Yes. I don't need the 4 years in advance. You're playing. No. A month before, you get your schedule. Play football.
You know what would be really funny? And this spits in the face of everything that we just did in the last three and
oh,
a half
great.
Hours.
Tell me more.
It would be a great TV show, made for TV show, but let's just say the four of us were the commissioners of the different conferences, and we just had a draft.
I would love it.
And we just drafted the team. Every 4 years, you draft out of these 48
schools. I was about to
say,
so these schools.
You draft who you want in your conference.
Right. And the other 90 teams or 80 teams that didn't make it, they're now the subdivision. Bye. Oh, you can't. I can't do what? You goofballs sit here and defend Stanford and the ACC. You think I give a damn if Indiana's still in the Big Ten? They don't bring anything. And John Cougar Mellencamp sucks. Out. Northwestern, out.
Antoine Randall Ill is not happy with you.
What about LeVron Williams? 248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. Tyler's in Detroit. He leads it off. Ty, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Great. What do you make of the mess we've made?
Not only do I agree with it, when I called in, I said I'm doing a favor right now. I just got done with the East. I'm building this in College Football 25 right now. I'm gonna run a season simulation for you. And we're gonna do top 25, and I'm gonna get you a champion. I can't change the playoffs though, so
no,
we're gonna have to go as it is now. But I can do everybody play. Everybody in their leagues, and we're going to see how this plays out.
But you agree this makes more sense than what we're watching now, right?
100%. I'd probably go 16 teams, but for the sake of where we're at right now, I've accepted 12, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and look, they're going to go to 16. That's the worst part. They're going to go to 16 as a playoff.
Mm-hmm.
When we stopped Absolutely. At 48, I think we all looked around the room, Tyler, and we said, okay, well, wait a second. What are we fighting for to get to 64? Vanderbilt? Purdue? Who cares?
Right?
So it really distills down to 48 teams.
It's going to be 48 until probably in about 4 years when you're going to get ticked off and I'm going to say, hey, Mike, you and I go to lunch. I got some news to give you.
No, because the reality is what's going to happen to college football, they're going to do something that's not this. And I'll just be done. I mean, Rico.
You know what the real problem is?
Pop quiz, hotshot. I'm being straight with you.
Okay.
When's the last time you saw me wear Michigan State stuff?
You don't. Because
I don't feel anything. I don't care.
Because they took away your parking spot and you've hated the school ever since.
No.
We all know, Mike, they took away your parking spot.
David, he's a real problem today. Not right. True.
I will leave it.
Not true. It's factually untrue.
Look, it is sunny. Do not make clouds come out here and lightning come down and strike you.
What are you talking about?
It's about the play on the field.
It is not about the play on the field. That is about the play on the field as well.
But
here's the thing.
There's a multitude of things.
Even when they were winning, he didn't like them.
But I wore their stuff. I find the product embarrassing. I find the sport embarrassing. It's just, I'm telling you, the sport's going to keep driving people like me out. I was trying to broker peace today on a beautiful 83-degree day. This is a product I would support.
Understand. But for people like you who leave, there's going to be somebody who takes your spot.
I don't agree with that.
It's like season, if you got a good team and you're like, I'm not going to renew my season tickets, okay, I'll take them. And somebody takes your tickets.
I really don't think that's the case. Go look at Florida's attendance. Oh, somebody will replace you. You know what Florida's attendance? Go ask your boy, Captain Preacher.
No, I'm Mike.
Florida's attendance has been going down. Look at Florida State. How many empty seats?
Right, but you know what is going to help college football? That stupid video game you guys love. Because now you're going to, a whole new generation.
That's not going to be the difference.
Whole new generation will now say, oh, well, let's watch and see what this is all based upon.
This man is a menace.
Significantly, I don't think it's going to make a difference.
It's enough to bring in some new
Kenny,
people,
I'd
new
like
blood.
To ask Rico a question he always asks me. And you tell me if this is fair, Kenneth. Rico, Who hurt you? Well, you have chosen violence.
I'm
going
to go to the man to the right of me.
Oh, you shut up. All right, checking on the ticket text briefly. We get back to the people. We've got a football today. We've got the cursed big finish because there's still 100 baseball games left to go in a season you stopped caring about months ago.
Hey, they scored 15 runs last night.
Whee! David, go ahead.
It's perfect. Just need to expand for two play-in spots for the playoffs for the rest of the schools. Give them something to strive for.
Ready? I'm in a giving mood. Done and done. Why? Rico can have Duke's Mayo's play-in fiesta.
Oh, so, okay. So, four teams from each division that didn't make the top four. I like that.
Play-in.
I'm in a giving mood.
Dump Kansas and UCLA. Not relevant, someone says.
Okay, but who are you replacing them with? Now, I'm fine with UCLA and Kansas being out. But I, for the sake of the argument, Rico's right. You want to own the L.A. market. You need poverty-ass UCLA. Kansas does not bring a whole lot to the table. They don't. And Leipold's 100, which means their program's going to go back to being complete ass. But whatever. It beats Indiana. Cooler logo.
Now, this texter wants to change.
But the candy stripe.
Gross. Yes, David.
Wants to change everything. Change the season to February to May. With this new model, and boom, you fix the football void once the season ends. We're not changing the calendar. No, we're not doing that.
I didn't put my name on that, did I?
No. This segment needs a Commissioner Mike press conference. Much like
Listen, no, it's we, not me. We worked on this. This was a collaborative effort to save the sport that this man has killed.
David, we all know. It was Mike, and we all agreed.
Geography is key. It's a thing of beauty. What about adding relegation for the last place team in each division?
Roy's waited patiently, so let's have the conversation with Roy 97.1. Hello, Roy.
Hello, and now that they've stepped all over. Yeah, so initially when you said it, I'm like, it should be 64, but you've made a good point as to why 48. And I'm like, okay, but then I heard the word Kentucky, and I go, here we are, March Madness bubble. I go, what the hell is Kentucky part of this thing for? They aren't a football team. So I'm like, well, what if we had relegation at the end of this? And guess what you can do? You can have your four damn bowl games, and that's your bowl games. You can resurrect them, and that's your relegation, and you can now have that 16th team playing in from the leftovers every year.
The problem is this, Roy, I'm not against it. I've said for years, I'd love to see it, but we're trying to live in the real world. The European model of relegation will never enter American sports.
I agree professionally. I don't understand how it works there because we have franchises. But
that's what these schools are. No. See, that's the difference.
But they have, no one's asking to build a new stadium. I don't know how that works over there.
Texas A&M just spent $500 million. Kansas is building a new stadium.
I'm saying
Northwestern just built a new stadium. MSU had any class, they'd build a new stadium.
Northwestern.
Right, but look, Michigan State should build a new stadium. Get serious. Got four billionaires from that school who live in this state. They can't get a new stadium. Awful.
I am about to step aside and avoid this rake. David, read something.
Well, no, I actually really like what Roy had to say, because if you want to talk about, we're not living in the real world doing that. We just remade geographical relevance and we reduced it to 48 teams.
But hold on.
That's not real.
I mentioned relegation and three of you lost.
No. I never disagree with you on relegation. I love that idea, and I still love it.
I love the idea, but it wasn't relevant to the topic. That was the only point.
And then, the bowl game, you lose the bowl game, man. You're gone.
I love it. But it's never going to happen in this country.
It's never going to happen because I don't want it, okay?
Okay.
If I don't want Baylor now, why would I ever want them?
Baylor didn't belong in the first time. Because it took the governor of Texas demanding they get in.
Here's the thing. There's of the teams we put in there, there's going to be some teams that we're like, why did we put these teams in here again?
What did
they have to offer? And somebody else is all of a sudden going to get really hot. And it's like, kind of like UCF, you know what? They're good right now. Let's put them in. All of a sudden, I don't know. let's just say the whole Deion thing works out and Colorado becomes the hottest team out
there.
They're
never going to be that, so no.
And I'm not a believer in Colorado. They don't take sports serious. I mean, hell, they had to collect pop bottles to hire Deion.
I'm just giving a team out there.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Boise State becomes Boise State of Chris Peterson.
Look, I think they're making the playoff this year. If Malachi Nelson, the kid they got from USC, the former number one overall quarterback, is half as good as he was supposed to be, Rico, they got Ashton Gentry. They could be a playoff team this year in real time.
So that's why I was just like, you know, it gives you the opportunity that you're not stuck with these 48.
I wish the Giants would get relegated.
Because here's the beauty of it. Georgia will never be on the relegation line. Like, certain teams will never be
there. Hold on. Why wouldn't they?
He did it again.
Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? Why would Georgia never be on the relegation line?
Because, David, they're Georgia, and they're going to get top recruits, and they're going to keep winning.
Okay.
Hey, there was a time Michigan was on the relegation line.
That's what I'm saying.
Hello,
it can happen.
Stephen III.
Tennessee's been there. Miami's been there.
Michigan State currently
Georgia
relegated.
Georgia could be there one day.
Kenny, MSU's playing Albion to open the season. We're not far off. Let's go to Joseph, 97.1.
MSU got a new stadium. Oh, my God.
Joseph, what's up?
Great idea, guys. I love it. I would take it one step further and only allow the same regions from the geographically able to draft for the NFL.
Oh, my God. You want to do what the NBA used to do in the 60s.
How awesome would that be?
You had to draft in your region back then.
Wow. Really?
The answer is no. But, I mean, Joseph, that's fine, but no. You're talking about...
You know who's going to be happy about that? The Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The Miami Dolphins are going to be thrilled. Yeah, no, Joseph, you can't do that.
Right.
I mean, we're having fun, but, like, that's...
That's when you have the Carolina Panthers. No, we really are in the South. Right. We're not in the East.
The Cowboys and Falcons are going to be great. Just watch.
Everyone else totally
Cowboys
screwed.
Are in the West.
Tampa Bay.
See, what I like about this, though, you do. You get a little bit of the Big East, ACC, the best of it. The Big Ten, you're still getting the best of it, and you're getting some geography, and you're getting Notre Dame where they belong. The South is still...
I can't wait for that new trophy of MSU and Kansas State.
I mean, it's got to be better than the land grant, right?
Nothing's better than the land grant.
Why don't they just play for a melting moments? Like a gigantic cookie. What the hell's the problem?
I don't know. What does Kansas State bring?
The Little Apple?
Yeah.
Manhattan. I think, isn't it the Sunflower Cup?
I'm about to say, is there anything in Little Manhattan?
It's not ideal. One of my cousins went there. It's a small place.
Yeah, when you have to say, no, we're the other Manhattan, that means you have nothing.
Listen, it's the state of Kansas. What do you want?
USC is near us. That's
right. Hey, you know, Kansas, we're in the same state as Kansas. The Jayhawks, you heard of them, right?
Yeah, the difference is K-State football wins.
No, we're laughing at the, it's what what you call it?
Foster from UCLA.
Hey, you know, we're from L.A. You know, USC's right there with us.
I'll open it up to questions.
You coach UCLA.
That was bad.
I thought he was stroking out. I'm like, hey, somebody go check on this man. Is he okay?
I felt like he didn't recognize he was supposed to talk that day. Yeah. Something did not compute. He didn't look prepared.
He froze in the moment, man. He hit the vapor lock like, hey, coach, say something.
Once again, though, UCLA in the Big Ten. I can't. It's stupid. This is stupid, all of it. But hey, it's...
You know what? They got a little bit better than Little Manhattan. So
what? Why do you hate Kansas State so much?
I know, man.
Basically, Chris Klieman is Mark D'Antonio. No, you should love him.
I like it, Mike. I'm just having fun.
I'm not having fun.
Well, I am.
I'm kidding. I wish this was our college football. This would be amazing. All right. The big whoop-de-doo. Let's finish the show. Let's go.
Well, before we get to all the college football realignment we made, let's get to the A.J. Hinch comment of how much difference a bat makes because Kerry Carpenter returned to the lineup yesterday.
Mm. It bothered me. I mean,
it was insulting.
The organization has laughed in your face. Oh, you think one bat would change anything? Cutscene. It's really amazing how one bat can really change the whole lineup. Oh, really? Water's wet. Maybe the whole season would be fun right now had they done anything.
So I wonder.
I love this thing.
Very insulting is how it seems. It's like, yeah, they told you, like, it's no big deal. You guys just want to see change. We're waiting on the core. We don't want to block anybody. Well, you know, there was nobody in the free agent market that we liked.
So I wonder if someone actually told him if that comment didn't make any sense. I mean, seriously.
Doesn't matter.
I
doubt it. No one's paid attention to this
team. And I was about to say, it's one of those like, never mind.
It's not worth me getting angry.
Right.
All right, so let's do this here. We realign college football. Before I give you what we realign, where the teams sit, let me give you some parameters that we end up going through during the process. Relegation. We decided that was not part of this discussion, so that is out. Is 48 the right number? We talked about 64 initially. 48
it feels like
ended
it.
Up being the right number.
To get what Rico wants, which is an NFL-light product, and have matchups that make sense while still preserving some level of college football, it feels like 48 teams is going to be the future. Because, man, when you start going into the 50s and 60s, it's like, do I really want Vanderbilt, Indiana, and Purdue here? No. Cal and Stanford? Get the hell out. Got more people up in trees protesting things than attending the game. Get out of here.
Mike hates the football.
Mike hates smart schools.
I do. They're a pain in the ass.
We also talked about geographics matter. We also said TV markets matter. Kenny was in charge of the South. Regarding the geographics within it, we debated, is Texas from the South or the West? We ended up settling on West.
It is the home of Westerns, not Southerns. Tex-Mex food is Western, not Southern.
I gave up. It wasn't worth the fight. I know what I see when I look at a map, but for the sake of argument,
I see the West.
Well, we said In-N-Out meant West. Well, In-N-Out is in Texas. Publix meant South. Those are some of the parameters, the things that came
Tennessee.
Up.
All right, checking on the ticket text briefly. We get back to the people. We've got a football today. We've got the cursed big finish because there's still 100 baseball games left to go in a season you stopped caring about months ago.
Hey, they scored 15 runs last night.
Whee! David, go ahead.
It's perfect. Just need to expand for 2 play-in spots for the playoffs for the rest of the schools. Give them something to strive for.
Ready? I'm in a giving mood. Done and done. Why? Rico can have Duke's Mayo's play-in fiesta.
Oh, so, okay. So, 4 teams from each division that didn't make the top 4. I like that.
Play-in.
I'm in a giving mood.
Dump Kansas and UCLA. Not relevant, someone says.
Okay, but who are you replacing them with? Now, I'm fine with UCLA and Kansas being out. But I, for the sake of the argument, Rico's right. You want to own the L.A. market. You need poverty-ass UCLA. Kansas does not bring a whole lot to the table. They don't. And Leipold's 100, which means their program's going to go back to being complete ass. But whatever. It beats Indiana. Cooler logo.
That is, Texter wants to change.
But the candy stripe.
Gross. Yes, Dave.
Wants to change everything. Change the season to February to May. With this new model, and boom, you fix the football void once the season ends. We're not changing the calendar. No, we're not doing that.
I didn't put my name on that, did I?
No. This segment needs a Commissioner Mike press conference. Much like
Listen, no, it's we, not me. We worked on this. This was a collaborative effort to save the sport that this man has killed.
David, we all know. It was Mike, and we all agreed.
Geography is key. It's a thing of beauty. What about adding relegation for the last place team in each division?
Roy's waited patiently, so let's have the conversation with Roy 97.1. Hello, Roy.
Hello, now that they've stepped all over. Yeah, so initially when you said it, I'm like, it should be 64, but you've made a good point as to why 48. And I'm like, okay, but then I heard the word Kentucky, and I go, here we are, March Madness bubble. I go, what the hell is Kentucky part of this thing for? They aren't a football team. So I'm like, well, what if we had relegation at the end of this? And guess what you can do? You can have your 4 damn bowl games, and that's your bowl games. You can resurrect them, and that's your relegation And you can now have a, that 16th team playing in from the leftovers every year.
The problem is this, Roy, I'm not against it. I've said for years I'd love to see it. But we're trying to live in the real world. The European model of relegation will never enter American sports.
I agree professionally. I don't understand how it works there because we have franchises in it.
But that's what these schools are. No. See, that's the difference.
But they have no one's asking to build a new stadium like they. I don't know how that works over there.
Texas A&M just spent $500 million. Kansas is building a new stadium.
Well, they're in.
Northwestern just built a new stadium. MSU had any class, they'd build a new stadium. Right, but like, look, Michigan State should build a new stadium. Get serious. Got four billionaires from that school who live in this state. They can't get a new stadium. Awful.
I am about to step aside and avoid this rake. David, read something.
Well, no, I actually really like what Roy had to say, because if you want to talk about, we're not living in the real world doing that. We just remade geographical relevance and we reduced it to 48 teams.
But hold on.
That's not real life. I mentioned relegation and three of you lost.
No. I never disagree with you on relegation. I love that idea and I still love
it. I love the idea, but it wasn't relevant to the topic. That was the only point.
And then, the bowl game, you lose the bowl game, man. You're gone.
I love it, but it's never going to happen in this country.
It's never going to happen because I don't want it, okay?
Okay.
If I don't want Baylor now, why would I ever want them?
Baylor didn't belong in the first time. Because it took the governor of Texas demanding they get in.
Here's the thing. There's of the teams we put in there, there's going to be some teams that we're like, why did we put these teams in here again?
What did
they have to offer? And somebody else is all of a sudden going to get really hot. And it's like, kind of like UCF. Like, you know what? They're good right now. Let's put them in. Like, all of a sudden, I don't know. Let's just say the whole Deion thing works out and Colorado becomes the hottest team out
there.
No,
they're never going to be that, so no.
And I'm not a believer in Colorado. They don't take sports serious. I mean, hell, they had to collect pop bottles hire Deion.
I'm just giving a team out there.
Oh, so, that's fine.
Boise State becomes Boise State of Chris Peterson.
Look, I think they're making the playoff this year. If Malachi Nelson, the kid they got from USC, the former number one overall quarterback, is half as good as he was supposed to be, Rico, they got Ashton Gentry. They could be a playoff team this year in real time.
So that's why I was just like, you know, it gives you the opportunity that you're not stuck with these 48.
I wish the Giants would get relegated.
Because here's the beauty of it. Georgia will never be on the relegation line. Like, certain teams will never be there.
Hold on. Why wouldn't they?
He did it again.
Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? Why would Georgia never be on the relegation line?
Because, David, they're Georgia, and they're going to get top recruits, and they're going to keep winning.
Okay.
Hey, there was a time Michigan was on the relegation line.
That's what I'm saying.
Hello,
it can happen.
Stephen Three.
Tennessee's been there. Miami's been there.
Michigan State currently
Georgia
relegated.
Georgia could be there one day.
Kenny, MSU's playing Albion to open the season. We're not far off. Let's go to Joseph, 97.1.
And if MSU got a new stadium, oh, my God.
Joseph, what's up?
Great idea, guys. I love it. I would take it one step further and only allow the same regions from the geographically able to draft for the NFL.
Oh, my God. You want to do what the NBA used to do in the 60s.
How awesome would that be?
You had to draft in your region back then.
Wow. Really?
The answer is no, but I mean, Joseph, that's fine, but no. You're talking about...
You know who's going to be happy about that? The Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The Miami Dolphins are going to be thrilled. Yeah, no, Joseph, you can't do that.
Right.
I mean, we're having fun, but like, that's...
That's when you have the Carolina Panthers. No, we really are in the South. Right. We're not in the East.
The Cowboys and Falcons are going to be great. Just watch.
Everyone else totally
Cowboys
screwed.
Are in the West.
Tampa Bay.
See, what I like about this, though, you do. You get a little bit of the Big East, ACC, the best of it. The Big Ten, you're still getting the best of it, and you're getting some geography, and you're getting Notre Dame where they belong. The South is still...
I can't wait for that new trophy of MSU and Kansas State.
I mean, it's got to be better than the land grant, right?
Nothing's better than the land grant.
Why don't they just play for a melting moment? Like a gigantic cookie. What the hell's the problem?
I don't know. What does Kansas State bring?
The Little Apple?
Yeah.
Manhattan.
I think, isn't it the Sunflower Cup?
I'm about to say, is there anything in Little Manhattan?
It's not ideal. One of my cousins went there. It's a small place.
Yeah, when you have to say, no, we're the other Manhattan, that means you have nothing.
Listen, it's the state of Kansas. What do you want?
USC is near us. That's
right. Right. Hey, you know, Kansas, we're in the same state as Kansas. The Jayhawks, you heard of them, right?
Yeah, the difference is K-State football wins.
No, we're laughing at the... It's what what you call it?
Foster from Foster UCLA.
Hey, you know, we're from LA. You know, USC's right there with us.
I'll open it up to questions.
You coach UCLA.
That was bad.
That was. I thought he was stroking out. I'm like, hey, somebody go check on this man. Is he okay?
I felt like he didn't recognize he was supposed to talk that day. Yeah. Something did not compute. He didn't look prepared.
He froze in the moment, man. He hit the vapor lock. Like, hey, coach, say something.
Once again, though, UCLA in the Big Ten. I can't. It's stupid. This is stupid. All of it. But hey, it's,
you know what? They got a little bit better than Little Manhattan. So
what? Why do you hate Kansas State so much?
I know, man.
Basically, Chris Klieman is Mark D'Antonio. No, I love him.
I like it, Mike. I'm just having fun.
I'm not having fun.
Well, I am.
I'm kidding. I wish this was our college football. This would be amazing. All right, the big whoop-de-doo. Let's finish the show. Let's go.
Well, before we get to all the college football realignment we made, let's get to the A.J. Hinch comment of how much difference a bat makes because Kerry Carpenter returned to the lineup yesterday.
Mm. It bothered me. I mean,
it was insulting.
The organization has laughed in your face. Oh, you think one bat would change anything? Cutscene. It's really amazing how one bat can really change the whole lineup. Oh, really? Water's wet. Maybe the whole season would be fun right now had they done anything. So I wonder. Yeah, I love this thing.
Very insulting is how it seems. It's like, yeah, they told you, like, it's no big deal. You guys just want to see change. We're waiting on the core. We don't want to block anybody. Well, you know, there was nobody in the free agent market that we liked.
So I wonder if someone actually told him if that comment didn't make any sense. I mean, seriously.
Doesn't matter.
I
doubt it. No one's paid attention to this thing.
And I was about to say, it's one of those like, never mind.
It's not worth me getting angry.
Right.
All right. So let's do this here. We realign college football. Before I give you what we realign, where the teams sit, let me give you some parameters that we end up going through during the process. Relegation. We decided that was not part of this discussion, so that is out. Is 48 the right number? We talked about 64 initially. 48
it feels like
ended
it.
Up being the right number.
To get what Rico wants, which is an NFL-light product, and have matchups that make sense while still preserving some level of college football, it feels like 48 teams is going to be the future. Because, man, when you start going into the 50s and 60s, it's like, do I really want Vanderbilt, Indiana, and Purdue here? No. Cal and Stanford, get the hell out. Got more people up in trees protesting things than attending the game. Get out of here.
I don't care about the football.
Mike hates smart schools.
I do. They're a pain in the ass.
We also talked about geographics matter. We also said TV markets matter. Kenny was in charge of the South. Regarding the geographics within it, we debated, is Texas from the South or the West? We ended up settling on West.
It correct? Is the home of Westerns, not Southerns. Tex-Mex food is Western, Southern.
I gave up. It wasn't worth the fight. I know what I see when I look at a map, but for the sake of argument,
I see the West.
Well, we said In-N-Out meant West. Well, In-N-Out is in Texas. Publix meant South. Those were some of the parameters, the things that came
Tennessee.
Up. Yes.
Doesn't matter.
So here's what we came up with. In the East, Penn State, Florida State, North Carolina, Miami, Clemson, North Carolina State, Rutgers, USC, which is South Carolina, Virginia Tech, West Virginia, Maryland, and UCF.
It would be awesome. It'll never happen. You know why? Because anything that makes sense in sports never happens.
I agree.
Never. Look at the 12-team playoff. You know who the hell came up with 12?
Mike, you're really not going to like the reason why you can't have this, and it has nothing to do with the TV networks.
Mm-hmm.
It has everything to do with the different conferences because they pay money for that brand name.
Well, sorry, that's out of it. They don't get a say.
They won't relinquish the teams because it's a part of our brand. That is the only thing that's holding this from actually happening is the fact that all of those conferences won't give up and say, we're just going to go ahead and retire and take the money.
Doesn't matter. This is our conference. This is our college football. Let's go to the West.
I just want to let him know it's not the TV and it ain't me. It's the actual conferences that won't allow this.
In the West, we have USC, UCLA, Oregon, Oklahoma, and Okie State, Texas, Washington, Arizona State, Utah, SMU, and TCU.
It's perfect. It's delightful. It's fun. You've got competition. You got four big teams up top. You got a middle class in there that's got some upside, and you get some oil money involved with SMU and TCU. It would be awesome. I love it.
In the South, we have Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, Auburn, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, LSU, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Louisville.
It's the SEC with some light sprinkles of new, and no Vanderbilt. No one cares about you. Leave. No Mississippi State. Why? No one likes you.
And in the North, we have Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State, Mizzou, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, Kansas State, Minnesota, Kansas, and Iowa State.
Kansas and Kansas State and Iowa State.
Little light in the pants.
I'm saying, but if you're going to get rid of the Illinois and Indiana and Purdue, I think they would fit.
Because those three teams would beat the brakes off of Indiana and Purdue and Northwestern on a year-in, year-out basis.
Minnesota had a caller come in and plead the case. Minnesota State.
Media market.
Yeah. Media market. Exactly. And this is what we created. This is what we came up with. And it may never happen.
It will never happen.
It will happen. Except.
Caller Tyler called in earlier and said he would make a NCAA 25 simulation of this. I really hope we hear back from Tyler because I want to see what our creation ends up yielding in terms of a champion, in terms of conference champions. I want to hear the result of that.
Listen, changes are coming. This holding place that we're in, this weird Wild West, no rules on NIL, no rules, like the conference movement makes no sense. It's unsustainable. So the whole point of today's show was to have a little fun and take a break from nonsense of training camp.
Yeah.
There's going to be a new college football.
You need the conferences to break up. Because think about it. Right now, they're just trying to collect as many teams to make their conferences bigger. You just got to take away and strip the names away, and this can happen.
I'm 100%. I'm on board. Make it happen. Just make the call and get it done by tomorrow. Tiger Baseball is next. We'll be on after Tiger Baseball tomorrow, and we'll get back to the business of real football. Talk to you then. All right, the big whoop-de-doo. Let's finish the show. Let's go.
Well, before we get to all the college football realignment we made, let's get to the AJ Hinch comment of how much difference a bat makes because Kerry Carpenter returned to the lineup yesterday.
It bothered me. I mean,
it was insulting.
The organization has laughed in your face. Oh, you think one bat would change anything? Cutscene. It's really amazing how one bat can really change the whole lineup. Oh, really? Water's wet. Maybe the whole season would be fun right now had they done anything. Mm-hmm. So I wonder. I love this thing.
Very insulting is how it seems. It's like, yeah, they told you, like, oh, it's no big deal. You guys just want to see change. We're waiting on the core. We don't want to block anybody. Well, you know, there was nobody in the free agent market that we liked.
So I wonder if someone actually told him if that comment didn't make any sense. I mean, seriously.
Doesn't matter.
I
doubt it. No one's paid attention to this team.
And I was about to say, it's one of those like, never mind.
It's not worth me getting angry.
Right.
About.
All right, so let's do this here. We realign college football. Before I give you what we realign, where the teams sit, let me give you some parameters that we end up going through during the process. Relegation. We decided that was not part of this discussion, so that is out. Is 48 the right number? We talked about 64 initially. 48 ended up being the right number.
To get what Rico wants, which is an NFL-light product, and have matchups that make sense while still preserving some level of college football, it feels like 48 teams is going to be the future. Because, man, when you start going into the 50s and 60s, it's like, do I really want Vanderbilt, Indiana, and Purdue here? No. Cal and Stanford? Get the hell out. Got more people up in trees protesting things than attending the game. Get out of here.
I don't care about the football.
Mike hates smart schools.
I do. They're a pain in the ass.
We also talked about geographics matter. We also said TV markets matter. Kenny was in charge of the South. Regarding the geographics within it, we debated, is Texas from the South or the West? We ended up settling on West.
It is the home of Westerns, not Southerns. Tex-Mex food is Western, not Southern.
I gave up. It wasn't worth the fight. I know what I see when I look at a map, but for the sake of argument,
I see the West.
Well, we said In-N-Out meant West. Well, In-N-Out is in Texas. Publix meant South. Those were some of the parameters and things that came Tennessee. Up. Yes.
Doesn't matter.
So here's what we came up with. In the East, Penn State, Florida State, North Carolina, Miami, Clemson, North Carolina State, Rutgers, USC, which is South Carolina, Virginia Tech, West Virginia, Maryland, and UCF.
It would be awesome. It'll never happen. You know why? Because anything that makes sense in sports never happens.
I agree.
Never. Look at the 12-team playoff. You know who the hell came up with 12?
Mike, you're really not going to like the reason why you can't have this, and it has nothing to do with the TV networks.
Mm-hmm.
It has everything to do with the different conferences because they pay money for that brand name.
Well, sorry, that's out of it. They don't get a say.
They won't relinquish the teams because it's a part of our brand. That is the only thing that's holding this from actually happening is the fact that all of those conferences won't give up and say, we're just going to go ahead and retire and take the money.
Doesn't matter. This is our conference. This is our college football. Let's go to the West.
I just want to let him know it's not the TV and it ain't me. It's the actual conferences that won't allow this.
In the West, we have USC, UCLA, Oregon, Oklahoma, and Okie State, Texas, Washington, Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, SMU, and TCU.
Perfect. It's delightful. It's fun. You've got competition. You got four big teams up top. You got a middle class in there that's got some upside, and you get some oil money involved with SMU and TCU. It would be awesome. I love it.
In the South, we have Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, Auburn, Texas A&M, Mississippi, Mississippi State, LSU, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Louisville.
It's the SEC with some light sprinkles of new, and no Vanderbilt. No one cares about you. Leave. No Mississippi State. Why? No one likes you.
And in the North, we have Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State, Mizzou, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, Kansas State, Minnesota, Kansas, and Iowa State.
Kansas and Kansas State and Iowa State.
Little light in the pants.
I'm saying, but if you're going to get rid of the Illinois and Indiana and Purdue, I think they would fit.
Because those three teams would beat the brakes off of Indiana and Purdue and Northwestern on a year-in-year-out basis.
Minnesota had a caller come in and plead the case. Minnesota State.
Media market.
Yeah, media market. Exactly. And this is what we created. This is what we came up with. And it may never happen.
It will never happen.
It will happen. Except.
Caller Tyler called in earlier and said he would make a NCAA 25 simulation of this. I really hope we hear back from Tyler because I want to see what our creation ends up yielding in terms of a champion, in terms of conference champions. I want to hear the result of that.
Listen, Changes are coming. This holding place that we're in, this weird Wild West, no rules on NIL, no rules, like the conference movement makes no sense. It's unsustainable. So the whole point of today's show was to have a little fun and take a break from nonsense training camp.
Yeah.
There's going to be a new college football.
You need the conferences to break up. Because think about it. Right now, they're just trying to collect as many teams to make their conferences bigger. You just got to take away and strip the names away, and this can happen.
I'm 100%. I'm on board. Make it happen. Just make the call and get it done by tomorrow. Tiger Baseball is next. We'll be on after Tiger Baseball tomorrow, and we'll get back to the business of real football. Talk to you then.